This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jim Fetzer, guest hosting for Daniel here on the Power Hour. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley. I admired her beyond words. I'm so pleased to be here. And I invited two of the best students of Parkland and Las Vegas to join us. But unsurprisingly, since, of course, they were announced in advance, we're having trouble reaching them. I want to give you some updates about what's going on here in the hope we'll have them join me, but where I will fill you in on some of their discoveries in the meanwhile. Regarding the Parkland, we know that the march, which was planned to politicize the shooting as a Democratic campaign event, was planned well in advance, where it turns out they had to submit a letter of intent at least 180 days in advance. That would have been like in October, whereas, of course, a shooting took place on the Valentine's Day, February 14th. Obviously, this was all coordinated, planned in advance, which, of course, implies all by itself that the shooting event was staged. We had a report from an officer, Earhart, who works in the Homeland Security Bureau of the Metropolitan Police Department, to a friend of Ole Domegaard, who's done a great deal of research on these subjects, who in reference wrote as follows: in reference to your inquiry concerning the March for Our Lives demonstration here in the District of Columbia on March 24, 2018, Metropolitan Police Department received a permit application several months prior to the actual event, and there was several months of planning for this large event. It makes perfect sense when you check out the Mayo Special Events Task Group protocols. If you need to close a district roadway for a special event, you have to follow certain steps, which include submitting a letter of intent for presentation of event proposal to the MSETG no later than 100 days prior to the proposed event date. We know that Officer Earhart has sought to obfuscate by writing to others when they inquire that the permit was issued on March 13th when the event was on the 24th, leaving only 11 days. I mean, it's just preposterous. In fact, in one of these, he writes that it was issued on March 13th and planning began thereafter. When I contacted through a Freedom of Information Act request, more information, I was told the application had been submitted on February 21st and issued on March 7th, which we know now, you know, we have how many lies going on here, multiple inconsistencies, especially in relation to the March 7th issuance, because I'm looking at for an announcement about the details of the event issued on March 18th. I have another Time magazine, Everything You Need to Know About March for Our Lives, issued on the 19th. Then there's another big coverage on March the 9th. I mean, these are the sorts of things that cannot be done in a brief period of time. In fact, we know from those who even organize small events that they can take a huge amount of time and effort. I'm very pleased to be joined. Mona, is that you who have joined? Or Dan?
Yeah, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan, great. you, we were reaching out to Mona too. Tell us about your work on the, you know, you've done, been working on so many different aspects of this. And I was just pointing out how we have these inconsistent reports about the issuance of the permit, where there had to be at least two permits. These were like in 20 cities across the country, which typically would have had a double permit process. I mean, it's simply ludicrous what we've been told by the Metropolitan Police Department. And now, in case you do not know, the report I got under a Freedom of Information Act request.
Yes, I saw that, Jim, the other day. I did see that. Thank you, Jim, for inviting me on your show. And I applaud all the work that you've done here on this Parkland staged event, which is exactly what it is. You were alluding to just how they, you know, have to plan these events in advance. You know, this isn't something that organically, pops up in days or weeks. And this is something I haven't spoken to you about, that, you know, but I've been wondering about this recently, you know, looking into these, so-called victims, is this thing may have been planned several years in advance, to the point where parents and students moved to Parkland, you know, anticipation of this event, you know, like, because, you know, we know that David Hogg, his family moved to Parkland, a couple of years ago, I believe.
2014.
Yeah, you know, because it seems to me that, especially our so-called student activists, are all, you know, connected to, their parents are in the media, they're actors, you know, they're professionals, essentially, for their given role. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we see students and families moving away from Parkland. You know, I mean, are we to believe that, David Hogg is going to finish out a full senior year there, and Emma Gonzalez as well? You know, I mean, I think that's going to be something that's going to be interesting to look at, you know, moving forward.
Well, let me offer some confirmation for your observations. Heinrich, who is the host of Red Eyes Radio, one of the most respected investigative journalistic programs on the air, had outed this Dina Katz, a Hollywood producer. She happens to be Jewish. I think that's not coincidental when we put all the pieces together. But she apparently is the one who produces Dancing with the Stars and other big-time shows. I identify her as the director of this event, where Debbie Wasserman Schultz, on behalf of the Democratic National Committee, was the producer. They had to change the narrative for the Democratic Party because all the scandals involving the Department of Justice and the FBI in collusion with the DNC and the Hillary campaign over the phony Russian dossier and the corrupt actions by Andrew McCabe, which are being revived in discussions today on national news, and where, you know, James Comey, Peter Strzok, and others in the FBI were covering for Hillary and trying to minimize anything she had done wrong, when in fact the evidence was overwhelming and compelling. It seems to me that they made a major effort here to turn this into a big production, and that it was very elaborately staged. And here's another key point, and we have this both in Las Vegas and in Parkland. There was a change in the Parkland coroner in 2016, where the coroner, it appears to me, was set up and framed by stuffing 500 bucks into the sock of a decedent. He was dissecting in front of a public display, a public gallery, took the money, put it into an envelope in order to return it to its proper owner or custodian. When he discovered the money had disappeared, he was framed for that, and they replaced him by a coroner whose claim to fame was to have identified the body of Saddam Hussein. And Dan, I knew that he was corrupt, because the body that he was identifying was not Saddam. It was one of his doubles. Saddam was actually taken out in a B-1 bomber strike on 7 April 2003. I got to know this through the mother of the pilot himself. His name was Chris Wachter. Her name, Yvonne. She produced a huge mountain of proof, including Dick Cheney saying, yes, I think we got Saddam. His body was pulled out of the rubble and he wasn't breathing, where Chris Wachter took him out in a B-1 bomber strike on a restaurant in Baghdad, where he was with his two sons and 50 or 60 members of the general staff. They were going to announce this on the mission accomplished on the USS Liberty when someone, and we believe it was Donald Rumsfeld, realized that three presidents, Carter, Reagan, and Ford, had signed executive orders prohibiting the assassination of the leader of a sovereign state. So had W announced it aboard the Liberty, he would have been acknowledged he had committed a crime. So that was why it turned out to be such a mishmash. And where they put a double into a spider hole, hauled him out, then put him on trial and hung him. Joe Viles, who was a photojournalist from Australia, noticed the discrepancy that the Saddam had excellent teeth and an overbite, meaning his upper teeth extend over his lower, but the double had bad teeth and an underbite. I confirmed all that with the ace of spades from the American Army Command in Iraq. That Viles had it exactly right. Of course, we learned by and by that the wife of Saddam finally was enabled to visit him, although the U.S. Army opposed it by the International Red Cross, and she came out screaming, this is not my husband. What have you done with my husband? So the idea that he would be identifying, which I published, by the way, two chapters about this, and I suppose we didn't go to the moon either, by the way, which has like 15 contributors, that on the first death of Saddam Hussein, two more chapters on the second death of Osama bin Laden, who actually died on 15 December 2001 of his medical maladies, where he actually had been working for the CIA. He was Colonel Tim Osman. He was our man in Afghanistan, instrumental in transferring the Stinger missiles to the resistance to shoot down the Soviet helicopters and tanks, which drove them out. So he died and was buried in an unmarked grave, which both CNN and Fox News reported on the 26th of December. So we have been played again and again and again. And Dan, you're making excellent points where the coroner, and I'll discuss this the second hour with Mona, but you contributed to this too. Yeah, about the fake autopsy reports when he didn't have any. Damn.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And
we got our first break, Dan. We got our first break, so we'll pick up there when we come back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Jim Fetzer, your guest host today, sitting in for Daniel, where I brought the first and second hour two of the best students of Parkland and Sandy Hook. The first hour, Dan Cromer, who was an IT guy who identified the soundtrack at Las Vegas as being too high quality to have been authentic, that it was pre-recorded, then coordinated with special visual effects where the crowd was seated with crisis actors. Today, right now, we're talking about how they botched the situation in multiple different respects, including, it turns out, failing to post the obituaries where Tony Meade, who'd done brilliant work on Sandy Hook, stumbled over the report that none of the obituaries for Parkland were up yet on Ancestry.com, and where Dan proceeded to confirm it. And when we published his article on Friday at 12:55, not quite 1 p.m., it turned out that 4 hours later they all mysteriously appeared, because the deep state, the participants here, including Sheriff Israel, realized they'd blown it. They left a giant gap in the dam. Dan, you've done such wonderful work in confirming that none of those obituaries were up there. I'm just tremendously impressed with everything you've done, and you have many different subjects here you can attack.
Thank you, Jim. As you just described the obituaries, it was just amazing how they responded, so quickly to cover their tracks. And another glaring error is, you may recall, I pointed out, they posted two obituaries for the heroic coach, Aaron Feist, dying on Valentine's Day, and then the following day, on the 15th of February, and then, of course, appearing at one of the students' funerals. So that's quite a feat, to die twice and then turn up, at the funeral as well.
I know, and just in case anyone has any doubts, the guy at the funeral was the same size and girth as Aaron Feist. He looks like he weighs about 350. This is a huge guy. A very small percentage of the population is that size. He's got a rather large round head, just like Aaron Feist. He has a certain distribution of hair on his head, the same as Aaron Feist, including a beard, the same as Aaron Feist, and wears glasses. I have no doubt, Dan, that this is Aaron Feist at the funeral. The probability of it being someone else by chance is approximately zero.
Yeah, I agree, and that's just what I was going to point out. I mean, this fellow has such distinct features, you know, as you described, this big, you know, big football coach guy. I mean, the probability of there being an Aaron Feist, you know, double or someone looking similar to him turning up is minuscule. And this is something
Dan, I think you want to move back from your mic just a hair. I think we'll be able to hear you better. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, that's too far. Get closer.
Okay. Is that better, Jim?
Yeah, just go ahead. Just go ahead. We'll deal with it.
Okay. I looked into Aaron Feist's background over the last week, and there's a lot of curious things about his background. I've used background checks and other tools looking into him, and there's no legitimate record of him even working at Parkland High School. We were told he was, you know, an assistant football coach and also a security guard, I believe. Yeah, security guard. So looking into him, it turns out that he is the owner, and this is registered in Tallahassee, Florida, with the state, as the business owner for a lawn care service.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have it in front of me, but, you know, it's some generic name. Like, Your Lawn Care Service, LLC, you know, it's something like that. I went into the Florida, state records as well, and I obtained the document, and it's still valid as well. So he is the valid owner of this lawn care business.
So he's a coach, a teacher, and runs a lawn care service. Amazing, Dan. We'll be right back after this break.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Okay, for the audience out there, if you want to read Dan's article about this, Operation Hogwash, H-O-G-G-W-A-S-H, no death records for the 17 Parkland victims at jamesfetzer.blogspot.com. Dan, you were going to pick it up, I think, with the fact that Aaron Feist even showed up as having two different recorded dates of death. This is reminiscent of Sandy Hook, where the alleged shooter, Adam Lanza, was initially reported to have died on the 13th, which was the day of the rehearsal, and before the alleged shooting, making his feat and killing 20 kids and 6 adults the following day all the more remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same, you know, that's often the case with these events. You know, they have, it's the same playbook, the same telltale signs. You see the same patterns over and over again. I'm in the process of requesting these death certificates for Aaron Feist, and I'm requesting them, for both dates, because wouldn't that be something if they actually produced death certificates for the 14th and the 15th?
We have discovered how they faked the kids at Sandy Hook by using photographs of older kids when they were younger. This is the reason why the medical examiner, Wayne Carver, wouldn't allow the parents into the school to identify the bodies of their children. They did it using photographs because they only existed as photographs. The actual kids were fictions. Wolfgang Halbig has recently produced a photograph of 8 of the Sandy Hook girls together, juxtaposed with their photographs of them as deceased 6-year-olds, and they're looking real cute and perky and very much alive and well.
Yeah. And as I was saying before the break, with Feist, with his background, the lawn care business, which is still, actively registered with the state of Florida, I believe he had renewed that at least one time, so has been connected to that for 4 years or so. Prior to that, he was registered with another small business, and it's a bit more ambiguous by the name, but it seems like a little thrift store type business as well. And through that information, I was able to identify his father, his brother, as well, because his father is also named on this this document for their lawn care business.
Dan, let me shift attention to the key players here. David the Hog, of course, Emma Gonzalez, where it turns out that David's father, Kevin, is not only with the FBI, but he's a crisis management specialist. So I believe he served as an advisor to Dena Katz in orchestrating the Parkland shooting because of his special technical knowledge. But where you've done a brilliant expose about Emma's parents, who turn out to be lowlives. Tell us about that. I mean, she was on 60 Minutes for an interview, making her out to be some kind of modern hero. Indeed, it turns out that she appears to have been directed to cut her hair and wear a certain type of clothing so she could emulate an actress, Renee Maria Falconetti, who played in a film from 1928 on The Passion of Joan of Arc, so that an article could be written in the New Yorker comparing her to Joan of Arc, and they look like spitting images. I mean, it's just outrageous.
Yeah, it is. And we don't know for sure if those are even her parents. I've located no evidence of that, which is odd. Even if, they were to stage the event, that seems like another one of those basic details, that you would cover. But you're right, the other thing with Emma and her parents is the fact that it appeared to me that they were hiding her parents. They never revealed her father's name. Her mother, we were only told Beth was her name. And then on the other hand, we heard David Hawk's parents, out there in the spotlight, particularly his mother, and FBI, and we had some background stories, but with her parents, we didn't have any real information. From the 60 Minutes interview, I was able to identify these people, at least playing the role of her parents, and through a background criminal check, we had for her mother, we had drug trafficking charges of cocaine in Texas in the late 90s. Her father, we had numerous drug trafficking charges, DUIs. There was a charge for child molestation. a very just shady resume, if you will. And her mother, and you were talking about this at the beginning of her program, her mother appears to be in the film and television industry as well. So, you know, here's yet another example of a TV, movie, actor, you know, connection to this Parkland event.
Well, this raises serious questions about 60 Minutes and the complicity of CBS in this event. I mean, we know the mainstream media is just playing along and presenting all of this phony accounting as propaganda to benefit the deep state and to promote the idea of gun control based upon a shooting that did not take place. And by the way, for those who want to see, you know, the proof, if you go for the Power Hour Nation for the announcement for today's show, you can find two links to two different video presentations of mine. One is entitled The Parkland Puzzle, how the pieces fit together, how we have discovered that they use simunition. This is phony ammunition made out of beeswax and laundry detergent, so that the kids who were hit only, you know, had little welts or red spots. It didn't penetrate the skin, so that within a days, you know, or a week, they could walk around having suffered what were supposed to be AR-15 wounds to the leg and cover them only with Band-Aids. And how we discovered that in a live leak video, it's 58 seconds inside a classroom, we find a body lying on the ground in fake blood. It has no arms and it has no head because it's a mannequin. If you want to see how the pieces fit together, check that out. And in addition, I have a much longer piece where I go through a dozen of these different fake events and give you crucial proof that each one of them was staged or fabricated or reworked or revised in different ways to mislead the public. That's entitled How to Spot a False Flag. So I highly recommend everyone check those out and share them with your friends or neighbors if you don't want to be played, if you don't want to sleepwalk through history, if you want to know what really happened. And I include, by the way, JFK and 9/11 in those that I review there. You don't want to miss this opportunity to get a quick look that's nevertheless decisive proof that what we've been told about each of these events cannot be true, and in some cases is displaying impossible events that violate the laws of physics, engineering, physiology, and so forth. Dan, you've been doing such great work. I'm just so impressed, and I think you're making a very important point that although you've done research on these persons who are presented as though they were her parents, we can't even be confident at this point in time that they were.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, simple background checks reveal family members, parents, siblings. You know, so this isn't, so this is unusual to see no connection. I mean, we don't even know if that's her name. You know, I mean, that's how far you can take this whole thing. I mean, it's, yeah. You know, as you say all the time, it's a movie, you know.
Yeah. Dan, yeah. Try backing just a hair up and talking a little different. We're still getting a lot of static, and I'm sure it's driving everyone in the audience crazy. If it's bothering me, it's certainly bothering them.
Yeah, I can hear it myself, and I'll back off here and apologize for that.
No, it's not your fault. It was even during the commercials. You had Ken Anderson himself, who owns GCN. His commercials were coming through with static. So what you're doing now, try it.
Okay, I see, yeah. And it sounds
okay,
like
we got another break, Dan, and then we'll be right back.
Hey, Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A couple of highlights of what you think are the most telling discoveries that reveal that Parkland was a complete staged event and a fraud.
Everything, almost everything about it. Highlights, I think, are these, you know, these student activists, they're too good to be true. I mean, you know, that's another, I mean, that's a classic sign of, you know, false flag event, is when it is immediately politicized and all of the corporate media is sharing and participating in the same narrative, and you, and then you're told you have these organic spokespeople, you know, championing this political agenda, which, you know, of course, gun grabbing was played a large role in Parkland, as it always does with the shooting events. But it's important to note that, you know, there are never seemingly just one agenda. There are many agendas at play, and you know, changing the narrative of the corporate media at that time, as you pointed out many times, appears to definitely be one of the agendas. And then another sign for me is the lack of, we have no blood. You know, we have no proof. We've seen nothing that would indicate that people were really shot in the manner that we were told, you know, with an assault rifle. You mentioned the mannequin earlier, and I just wanted to add to that. The mannequin that they used was dark-skinned. It had a dark complexion. And we weren't told that any of the victims were dark-skinned. So that's a little detail that was overlooked, and it's very clear. Yeah, it's very clear, you know, when you look at that Snapchat, you know, footage, as bad as it is.
Here's another tell. In that little clip, 58-second clip, which I include in these presentations, by the way, so the audience can view them for themselves, there are several actors in police uniforms, and we know they're actors because Parkland gave up its police force in 2004 to have all of its, police activities, law enforcement done by the county sheriff. It's exactly right. The opposite of what we had in Connecticut, where, in fact, the Connecticut State Police were running the op for Sandy Hook, where they'd given up their sheriff. The Connecticut doesn't have a sheriff, so it is really stunning. So it may be these are special reasons why those locales were involved in these phony events.
Yeah, that's another great point. And I don't believe we've discussed this on air before, but one of the shots is supposed to give the effect that bullets were shot in a classroom and a computer monitor was shot. And it is painfully fake. I mean, it's not even close to reality. There, you know, like I said, it's just a computer monitor. There are supposed to be, you know, 3 to 4 shots through it. But it is not responding in a way that an actual monitor would to gunfire. I mean, it's like very bad Photoshop.
I haven't seen that one yet, Dan.
I'll send that one to you. I mean, it's ridiculous. Because it's been presented to us, you know, and hasn't been scrubbed from the internet, you know, that tells me that, yeah, they want us to see this to try to sell this staged event. I mean, it's ridiculous how bad it is. you know,
Las Vegas and Parkland, we have the situation typical in scientific research. When you have a true hypothesis, you can get unexpected confirmations from surprising sources that we've long since concluded they were both faked, when it turned out that they had overlooked putting up obituaries for the 17 students. And then when we pointed out immediately, they put them up because they've got to fill that hole in the dike. Just as in Las Vegas, as I'll discuss with Mona, when the coroner, you know, shut down his office because he was being besieged with requests for death certificates and autopsy reports, and he didn't have any, that he then had to fabricate, come up with 58 autopsy reports from all over the country that where he took off the names and the file numbers. They don't have any ballistics. You published about that too, Dan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, and these are all what should be obvious red flags to people. seeing this, because we're talking about standard protocols for deaths and crime, this type of behavior, but yet we're getting these just bizarre scenarios of coroners, locking up the office, and so these autopsy reports, they use six hand-picked doctors from literally all over the world. One was in Japan, and like you mentioned, they're woefully incomplete. The doctors are suspect themselves in their history. One of the doctors that they pulled allegedly performed autopsy reports on Pentagon victims for the 9/11 false flag event. There was one doctor who amazingly performed, 16 autopsies in, 2 days, just some, impossible feat. So, they're just embarrassingly bad, in my opinion, the autopsy reports. And then the way that they had to be forced to release, and then Stephen Paddock, of course, that autopsy report wasn't even performed on him. It's a different person,
And of course, at Sandy Hook, we've never even been given death certificates. That the only one we have, Lenny Posner, who purports to be the father of Noah, whom we proved was made up out of photographs of his older stepbrother, Michael Vabner, when he was younger, gave a death certificate to Kelly Watt after she had 100 hours of conversation telling him she didn't believe a word he said, didn't believe he had a son, didn't believe he died. And it turned out to be a fabrication. The bottom half of a real death certificate, the top half of a fake, it didn't have a file number. Had the wrong estimated time of death at 11 a.m. when the shooting officially took place between 9:35 and 9:40. I mean, obviously, if he had a son who really had died, he would have been able to produce a real death certificate, not a fake one.
Yeah.
And Dan, I can't thank you enough for being on. Why don't you stick around to make sure we get Mona on with us? And we'll continue if we're unable to reach Mona.
All right.
Thank
you, Dan. It looks so real. It looked so real, but it felt so fake.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.